good evening, everybody, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling. That's Dermot O'Brien there in the Cuckoo Waltz. And the reason I'm playing that is Dermot O'Brien was from County Louth, and when he was alive, as well as being a great accordion player, he was also a great footballer. And Louth beat Meath at the weekend to win the Leinster title, the first time since 68 years. So they're into the All-Ireland final playoff. So I just thought we'd start the programme off. Programme you're listening to, Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And I hope wherever you're listening tonight, you can stay with us for the next hour. I'm going to try and bring you up Ireland's Eurovision entry next to see can we get that. But I don't want to get these ads here. But the Eurovision Song Contest starts tonight, in fact. And so this is Ireland's entry. So let's see, can we hear it here? Well, there it is. That's Ireland's entry to the Eurovision Song Contest, and it will be in. There's two pre-qualifying nights. One is on Wednesday morning our time here in New Zealand. The other one on Thursday night, Friday morning our time. So Ireland's entry is called Like a Party in the Sky and performed by a girl from Norway, Emmy. I see a question here. Why is a Norwegian representing Ireland? Well, as it turns out, after a chance encounter at a songwriting camp in Scandinavia, she met Irish songwriter Larissa Tormey, and obviously Larissa wrote the song and Emmy sang it, and they had a pre-qualifying tournament or event at the on the Late Late Show a few weeks ago. In fact, the Late Late Show is finished now for the season, so no more Late Late Shows until September, when it's back again. The other big news last week, Joe Duffy announced his retirement the same day as the Pope, the new Pope, Pope Leo the 14th, was announced. Joe was announcing that he was stepping down, so he didn't get the publicity probably that he thought he'd get, but I think he was about 37 years on RTE Radio. Anyway, welcome along. I hope you can stay with us for the next hour. I just want to start tonight with a dedication to one of our regular listeners from Cork, Kathleen Lawler, whose husband John passed away recently. So Kathleen, our thoughts and prayers are with you at this time, and may John rest in peace. I know you're a proud Cork woman, so here's James Last and the Banks. Of My Own Lovely Lee there, performed by James Last, and playing that to regular listener Kathleen Lawler. And Kathleen, as I said before that piece of music, husband John passed away recently. So Kathleen, hopefully that piece of music brought some bit of joy to you this evening as you listen to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group, broadcasting in Auckland on Wednesday, Christchurch Saturday, Wellington, Cavity Coast on Sunday, and greetings to people listening around the world on planetaudio.org.nz. Well, a nice crowd turned up on Sunday night to watch Pat and Faye Short at the Sky City here in Auckland, and very, very funny. Pretty much most of the crowd there were Irish, so but it was a really good night, and I know Pat's enjoying a few days in New Zealand before he heads back home and continues his work as an entertainer. What else has been happening? Well, as I said, big news for County Louth sports fans. There was almost 70,000 people at the All-Ireland or the Leinster Senior Football Final on Sunday, and Louth came through, beating Meath, who dethroned Dublin a few weeks ago. And don't forget, you can watch all of the Gaelic games on GAA Plus. You can go on there and find out there's different packages. You can get an annual subscription or a monthly subscription or a game by game subscription. It's called GAA Plus, and there's lots of other bits and pieces and documentaries on there that you can see as well. So we'll give you the other matches on Saturday evening. You had the Ulster final played in Clonus, nearly 30,000 people there, Armagh against Donegal, and that went to extra time, and Donegal got a goal in extra time, and they eventually ran out winners by 2 points, but nearly about half the players and both teams were suffering cramp at the end of a really good game. Of course, the weather in Ireland is fantastic at the moment, very, very warm, so if you're heading over there over the next week or two, you'll be experiencing some really warm weather. In fact, there's talks of water shortages at the moment, but we'll give you all the other results later on the show tonight. Looking at the headlines on the papers, of course, the other sad news at the weekend, Kevin Flatley, Garda Kevin Flatley, while working on duty on Sunday, he was a traffic police officer, went to flag down a speeding motorcycle, and the motorcyclist obviously lost control of the bike and hit Kevin Flatley, and he was killed instantly, with the motorcyclist badly injured, but he will survive. So obviously a huge blow for the Garda community in Ireland. He was the 90th Garda killed in his line of duty since the formation of the Garda Síochána back in 1922. So many, many tributes paid to Garda Kevin Flatley, who was lived in North County Dublin and married with two young daughters. And funeral of his funeral is due to take place later this week, with many of his colleagues due to attend. Right, I want to bid farewell to other regular listeners here, Mary and Frank Galway. Mary from Leitrim, Frank from Wexford, and they're heading back to live in Leitrim after many years here in New Zealand. So we thought we'd play a song. So I was going to, I looked up here, well, I thought I had lovely Leitrim lined up for you here, Mary and Frank, and but he's disappeared off my playlist. But when we have a look here, we see where he is, Dermot. Anyway, we'll dig him out, but anyway, we'll go with Slaney Valley here for you. Anyways, that's a song all about the River Slaney down in County Wexford. So, so Frank and Mary. Love.
I was back again in dear old Erin's Isle. I thought I saw Loch Allen's bass in the valleys down below. It was my lovely strong way. The shadow wandered slow. I stood enchanted by the scene of grandeur and delight. I headed off for Kerry town before the dark of night. I passed Sheemore, that fairy hill where flowers wildly grow. And I saw the gray of Fimacool where the shadow waters flow. The next I saw was Maine, a town with her angel and woe, where the preaching of her holy monks re-echoes through her hall. I stood with reverence on the spot, reluctant for to go. From the town of Saints and Sailors Square, the shadow wanders slow. I have traveled far through these great lands, from the east on to the west. But of all the islands I have seen, I love my home the best. And if ever I return again, there's one place I will go. It will be to lovely Leech of Mine, the shadow wanders through.
Right, well, there'll be no argument in that family. We had Larry Cunningham singing lovely Leitrim there, and before that, Slaney Valley. And Mary Galway and her husband Frank are heading back to Leitrim, and I'm sure Wexford. They'll be spending time in both places after many years here in Auckland. So we wish them well on their travels next week. And Mary, you can still tune in to Ireland Calling on the podcast over there. Joe and the other many thousands of listeners that tune in every week in Ireland. It'd be good to have a representative over there in Leitrim. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. I hope wherever you're listening tonight, you're enjoying the programme, and like Ireland, we're enjoying a nice spell of weather here in New Zealand. Well, one of the main stories in all the papers pretty much every day is the murder trial of Richard Satchwell. This is the man, Englishman, accused of murdering and burying his wife in 2017. So the trial is on at the moment, and in evidence today, he said, once I started to lie, I couldn't stop. So it's dominating a lot of the headlines in the papers with all the different details of what happened. And if you want more, you can go on, but we'll leave it there. What else? There's sadly a lot of court cases on in Ireland. We'll skip them. Eurovision Song Contest, plenty of publicity about that. And obviously Irish people are happy that this Trump has kind of rolled back a small bit in tariffs, and not panicking about maybe any closures of big tariffs on pharmaceuticals being exported from Ireland. Huge publicity over the last week on the announcement of the new Pope, Pope Leo the 14th, and of course he'd spent many times in Ireland, including down in Fethard in Tipperary, where there's an Augustinian friary. He was the head of the Augustinian order for over 20 years, and lived in Peru. And obviously, now he's got the top job, and everybody knew him as Father Bob, and he's now the Holy Father. And I saw a number of Irish priests being interviewed, bishops as well, hoping that maybe one day he'll make a trip to Ireland, following in the footsteps of Pope John Paul II and indeed Pope Francis. What else has been happening? As I said, unbelievable weather in Ireland at the moment. Fantastic Beautiful weather, so great for farmers to get a lot of work done. But the problem is, after you get 2 or 3 weeks of fine weather in Ireland, things dry up very quickly. So people will be hoping there'll be a little bit of rain inside the next week. But certainly great weather. And unfortunately, every time there's a fine spell of weather, it leads to people drowning accidents. And there was a tragedy in Buncrana at the weekend. Two young boys, in fact, there was three playing, and the ball they were kicking around went into Loch Swilly. And they went to retrieve it, but they weren't obviously great swimmers, and one drowned obviously instantly. Another boy was rushed to Letterkenny General Hospital. He died later that night, and the third boy survived. They were all from families from Zimbabwe and Nigeria that were part of people seeking asylum in Ireland, and they were in provisional centres in Buncrana, but three boys all at the local schools. So it's a huge blow to the community, and I know that the community there and indeed in Ireland are rallying to support the families of the two boys that lost their lives. All right, we'll continue. We're going to have quite a bit of Irish country music on here tonight. As I said, we had Dermot O'Brien there early on. We might have a song from him as well. Here he is with Sean South from Gary Owen.
Days of night came down. A lorry load of volunteers approached a border town. There were men from Dublin and from Cork, Fermanagh and Tyrone. But the leader was a Limerick man, Sean South of Gary Owen.
Dermot O'Brien there and Sean South from Gary Owen, of Gary Owen, and Dermot from County Louth, won an All-Ireland medal with County Louth. Pretty sure it was around 1957, played with the team for 10 years, and a fantastic accordion player, and featured on many TV programmes during the 70s and 80s when I was growing up in Ireland. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with support of the Hugh Green Group. We'll run through some of the other results from the weekend. As I said, great excitement up in Ulster Championship. Armagh, they seem to be involved in lots of games that goes to extra time, but they avoided a penalty shootout this year, but on the winning side, beaten 223 to 28 points by Donegal. So Donegal the four championship groups were all obviously sorted out after the games over the weekend. Armagh going to a tough group with Galway, Dublin, Derry and Armagh, and we'll give you other groups later on. Hurling Championships at the weekend, Galway had a big win over Wexford, 129 to 216. Antrim 19 points, Auchlea, Dublin 325, Kilkenny 425, Offaly 216. And while we're on to subject of Offaly, no luck for Shane Lowry in a PGA tournament, just missed out on winning that, but in good form. Kem joined second, of course. New Zealand are celebrating with Ryan Fox winning that game. Sadly, it looks like Clare won't be competing in the All-Ireland final this year, beaten by Tipperary 221 to 418. And obviously played a wonderful game last year to beat Cork in the All-Ireland final. But this year, just between a number of their key players injured, and form not as good as last year. So Tipperary back in the hunt, of course, along with Cork, Waterford and Limerick, all to play for. There are three teams coming out of that group, and Galway and Kilkenny looking good in Leinster. So then on Sunday you had so many games, so many Joe McDonagh Cups, there's Tailteann Cup matches, but I'll be here all night going through them. So the Leinster Senior Football Championships on Sunday, on May 118, on Lou 314, so three goals for Loud winning there by 2 points. So a fantastic result for Louds. First time in 68 years since they last won a Leinster Championship. They were robbed of one there a few years ago against Meath. So, it was probably justice done after, I think it was about 6 years ago, since they were denied a goal in a good match. Right, let's go with Johnny McAvoy and Those Brown Eyes.
Strangers, they have grown to be.
Johnny McAvoy, who turned 80 there earlier this year, and of course we played a few songs from Christy Moore last week. Christy turned 80, and many tributes paid to him and the wonderful career that he's enjoyed since he started off in the 60s, playing in small clubs around the UK, but moved on to, obviously not a songwriter himself. He might have, I was talking to somebody the other day and they said he might have co-written Liston Varna, but in fact all the other songs that he's sung and have had great hits, all written by some great songwriters from Ireland. So a wonderful singer, Christy Moore. And we were, those of us that were around here in the 90s when he came down on two occasions will have enjoyed his music, and unfortunately doesn't travel very much these days, across the road to the sea, to Irish Sea, to England, plays venues there, and but mainly around Ireland, especially Baker Street, and he seems to perform there leading up to Christmas every year. Right, I'm having a look here. Let's scan some other papers. Well, the Irish Independent, Richard Satchwell insisted he was not a monster as he cradled the dead body of his wife before burying her under the stairs. Well, that trial is going dominating all the news. Pharmacist claims ex-TD Kate O'Connell and her husband were working him to death. Kate, former TD, didn't quite make it the last time. And big three set for PGA battle as Rory McIlroy drawn with Scotty Scheffler and Xander Schauffele, Quayle Hallow, and of course Shane Lowry qualified playing for that as well, and Seamus Power. And I'm not sure whether Paddy Carrington's playing, but we know that Ryan Fox got in there as well. What else is happening? I'm just looking at other dispute over 60 million whiskey contract admitted to fast track court. It's an Irish business on the Independent. Lots of court cases. A judge tells candidate Michelle Kane to get proof in Michael Healy Ray defamation case. Five sources corroborated Gerry Adams' allegations in Spotlight programme, BBC journalist. Irish jobs at Microsoft and LinkedIn at risk as joint tech announce cuts. So there are some of the stories that are making the headlines in the Irish Independent. Sinead O'Connor in the streets of London. one of the many great songs performed by the late Sinead O'Connor there, The Streets of London. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Right, where we did the Irish Independent, we go back to RTE. They've got a big picture of Trump and the head of Saudi Arabia as they sign a massive deal, arms deal. Unbelievable. So the world is, I saw a letter in the New Zealand Herald the other day saying that I think there's a couple of $2-3 trillion a year spent on arms if that was put into saving, you know, distributing the vast resources of food products to the needy around the world, we'd have a better place. And some horrific images coming from the BBC and Fergal Keane, that great Irish reporter who's in the area of in Gaza and the West Bank at the moment. And we're getting some of the pictures on TVNZ here about the many, many thousands, hundreds of thousands of young children that are being starved in the Gaza Strip. And I just look at Trump and this guy sitting there and he clapping his hands, and he's over there and obviously doing business in those Emirate areas as well. And while just literally stone's throw away from there, there's hundreds of thousands of people dying. You just have to wonder what's going on in the world. We continue on with more music, the Cranberries. Just My Imagination.
Living not for reality, just my imagination.
Cranberries and Just My Imagination. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group, broadcasting here on a Wednesday morning, and beautiful weather here in Auckland at the moment, and fantastic weather in Ireland, which looks like it's going to last for the next week. As I said earlier on tonight, we played the Ireland's entry to Eurovision. Eurovision Song Contest is on this weekend in Switzerland. And the Swedish song looks like it's favourite to win. But who knows what happens when the voting takes place on Saturday night. And it's a big thing. It's been going now for many years, Eurovision. And, of course, Ireland have had a lot of success with Dana back in 1970 win. And then Johnny Logan won twice. Linda Martin, I'm pretty sure, won. And Sean Dunphy, I think we've got Sean and Pile of My Cradle Days coming up next. He had a, that was a song. In fact, we'll play it here. Come up here, Sean. We had him lined up here as one of the country music stars that are featuring on the programme tonight. Dunphy, If I Could Choose, Ireland's entry to the Eurovision in 1967. He didn't win, but we won our first entry 1970 with Dana, All Kinds of Everything. Then Johnny Logan, yes, he won three times, 80, 87 and 92. and Linda Martin won in 1992. In fact, Johnny must have written that song for Linda. She won in 92. Yeah, that was the connection there. Niamh Kavanagh, she had a victory at the 1993 Eurovision Song Contest. And of course, 94, you had Paul Harrington and Charlie McGettigan. And they obviously won, and that was the year that they had Riverdance on at halftime, and that became a global, worldwide sensation. And so Ireland's Eurovision winners, will we win this week? We'll have to wait and find out. We'll bring you the news on the programme next week. The programme you're listening to, Ireland Calling, brought to you each week with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. And as I mentioned, what's happening in Ireland? Well, the schools are getting ready 2 weeks, and then all the exams start, junior and leaving cert exams. Disappointing news on the sports front for Ireland's captain, Caelan Doris, confirmed earlier this week that he'll be out of action for at least 4 but possibly 6 months as a result of a shoulder injury sustained in the Heineken Cup semi-final, Leinster losing to Northampton. Some obviously huge disappointment there. Leinster had a huge win last week in the United Rugby Championship, but kind of a week too late. They won, I think, 70 points to 5 over Zagreb. And Munster have still a chance of winning that tournament, but alas, no luck for Connacht after being beaten last weekend. But a good day, 15 Irish players selected to travel to Australia with the Lions in July and August. And of course, there'll always be the chance of injuries, and there might be another few players picked up and asked to travel as well. But the Heineken Cup final will be competed between Bordeaux from France and Northampton from England, that match at the stadium in Cardiff. And of course, there is an Irish connection there with former Irish international Joey Carberry playing his rugby now with Bordeaux. Right, we'll continue on. We've got a few more minutes to go before the end of this week's programme, and we look here at we go back with Don McLean and the Mountains of Mourne.
Oh Mary, this London's a wonderful sight, with people here working by day and by night. They don't sow potatoes, nor barley, nor wheat, but there's gangs of them digging for gold in the street. At least when I asked them, that's what I was told. So I just took a hand at this digging for gold. But for all that I found there, I might as well be in the place where the dark morn sweeps down to the sea. That when writing a wish you expressed as to how the fine ladies in London were dressed. Well, if you believe me when asked to a ball, they don't wear no tops to their dresses at all. Oh, I've seen them myself, and you could not in truth tell that if they were bound for a ball or a bath. Don't be starting them fashions now, Mary McCree, in the place where the dark morn sweeps down to the sea. nature never designed. Lovely complexions of roses and cream. But let me remark with regard to the same, that if that those roses you venture to sip, the colors might all come away on your lip. So I'll wait for the wild rose that's waiting for me in the place where the dark morn sweeps down to the sea. Denny McLaren, of course. Well, he's over here with the rest of the force. I saw him one day as he stood on the strand, stopped all the traffic with a wave of his hand. As we were talking of days that are gone, the whole town of London stood there to look on. But for all his great powers, he's wishful like me to be back where the dark morn sweeps down to the sea.
Don McLean and his great song there, Mountains of Mourne, almost bringing us to the end of another edition of Ireland Calling. Hopefully you've enjoyed the programme tonight, and we look forward to what you call being back again next week. From me, I'd say good night, goodbye, and God bless. Leave you with Stockton's Wing.